2 minutes past 12 on Sundays on the record. Gavin Riley with you for the next hour here on News Talk. 53106 is the number for your texts. That will cost you 30 cents. We're also on Twitter at News Talk FM, or I am at Gav Riley. Now, this coming week in Leinster House, parliamentarians from 10 countries will be attending what's called an International Grand Committee on Disinformation and Fake News, hearing evidence from representatives from companies like Google, Twitter, LinkedIn and Facebook to talk about exactly how social media can be used as a force for good, but also how to stop it being used as a force for misinformation and other nefarious international uses. And that committee will be chaired by Hildegard Nocton, who is also the chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, and she joins us now on the line. Hildegard, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking your call this lunchtime. First of all, explain to us exactly the premise of an international grand committee and how it works.
So I'm chair of the Communications Committee in Dáil Éireann, and last year we met as an international grand committee that was over 10 different countries from across the world. We met in Westminster. Damien Collins, who is an MP there, chaired that meeting. So it was really an effort of international parliamentarians to come together to work towards regulating social media and putting pressure on social media companies. We here in Ireland, in our Oireachtas Committee, have had social media companies in and out of our Oireachtas Committee over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, over the Channel 4 dispatches programme. And really, it became futile for us bringing them in and out and making complaints. So we really need to look at how we're going to regulate social media here. And we've worked as a committee on legislation. And Minister Richard Bruton is going to publish heads of bill for a digital safety commissioner. So the fundamental objective of this International Grand Committee is trying to get collaboration at an international level, because the internet is worldwide, it's the World Wide Web, and to try and work together to see how we can deal with the major challenges. Like, one of the big challenges for the Digital Safety Commissioner, or the regulation of content online, is protection of freedom of speech and making sure that we're not infringing on people's rights in relation to freedom of speech. Lots of areas like that we're discussing.
Does the fact that you're in coordination with parliamentarians from 9 other countries, does it mean that you have slightly bigger pulling power when it comes to trying to get witnesses as well? Because you might get people who will be prepared to attend in front of lawmakers from 10 European countries at once, instead of having to go to 10 individual parliaments?
Exactly. So we were in Westminster and we met in Ottawa in Canada earlier this summer. So by, I suppose, having the meetings in different countries across the world, you're getting, I suppose, first of all, the perspective from that country and that part of the globe, but also you have access to the people in Twitter, Facebook and Google, and also academics from right around the world. We have the first time in Ireland, in Dublin, on Thursday. We'll have a first US representative who'll be attending, David Cicilline. He's a Rhode Island first congressional district in the US House of Representatives. So that's an important step. And also, we'll have the media, worldwide media focus on this committee, again, putting pressure on social media companies to ensure that they're stepping up to the plate in relation to regulating themselves.
Given that international focus, obviously we know that some of the speakers will be Helen Dixon, who is the Data Protection Commissioner in Ireland. There's her British counterpart, Elizabeth Denham, and there's also the journalist, Carol Cadwallader, who's been doing a lot of work around the use of misinformation in recent elections there. Do we know exactly who from Google, Twitter or Facebook or the likes will actually be attending, or what sort of status they have within those companies?
So from Facebook, we have Monica Bickert. She's head of global policy with Facebook. From Google, we have Marco Pacini. He's over public policy of EMEA, over EMEA. And Twitter, we have Karen White and Ronan Costello. So these would be, I suppose, good people to have representing Facebook. Now, we did ask Mark Zuckerberg to attend. He refused and sent Monica Bickert. But whether he's there or not, we have, I suppose, a role to play as parliamentarians, and we keep the pressure on. And I think the fact that they're at the table here, we have Google, Facebook, Twitter, we also have a former CEO of BlackBerry, leading academics in this area, as you've mentioned there yourself. And on the Wednesday, we're actually meeting as well with the parliamentarians and other NGOs and academics to discuss the challenges and what we need to be asking these witnesses when they come before us in the Oireachtas on Thursday. So this is an international grand committee that is going to keep continuing over the next few months, and I think years, and no matter as governments and elections take place. Unfortunately, we won't have our UK counterparts because of the election in the UK. But the committee will continue, and it's important that we get this collaboration and really speak honestly and openly about the challenges to try and find alignment between the various countries, which is not easy because every country has their own legislation. But by working together and having these regular fora, we can, I suppose, learn from one another about what works. And by having people like Helen Dixon, who's the Data Protection Commissioner, and our own Minister Richard Bruton, who is bringing in legislation, we would be looking at, we were in contact with the Australian Digital Safety Commissioner over there. She was one of the first to look at regulating social media, and this Digital Safety Commissioner would have takedown power. This has often been the problem where members of the public will make a complaint, for example, to Facebook or to Google, and they don't remove the content online. So this regulator would have that takedown power and finding ability as well.
So that if you're basically copying and pasting then some of the better enforcement procedures from other countries, you can figure out what is best practice and what works elsewhere. And that obviously seems like a good idea. But I suppose a question could be asked about how effective the likes of, you know, a parliamentary committee like your own could be. Because I see some reports this morning in the Sunday Business Post that there's already a draft declaration for you guys to ratify later this week. And it talks about regulating the role of social media in political campaigns, tackling the controversial use of targeted ads, all of which sounds very worthy, but that as parliamentarians, you yourselves can't commit to enacting those things. You would need governments to be on board to do those, and you do not represent international governments per se.
Well, we all are representing our own countries. Like, many of the members on this would be chairpersons or members of their own communications committee. Some of them are actually ministers within countries coming as part of this International Grand Committee.
So some of the members who will be attending the hearings this week are themselves ministers in their own countries.
They would be high up. I know within, I know the representatives from Singapore who would come would be certainly very senior within government. I can't remember the exact title, and I don't know if that same person is coming, but you certainly would have senior people attending. And it's only by sitting at the table, by having public representatives and politicians at the table, that they can relay what is happening in other countries back to their own countries and learn from that. And it won't be a one-size-fits-all, but it's certainly important that we're there, because when they're putting through legislation, we have had this discussion. And I think this is the first time that we'll be listening from a European point of view, because even with the Data Protection Commissioner, Helen Dixon, because a lot of these social media companies have their European headquarters based in Ireland, Ireland will be taking the lead on this in relation to regulation in a lot of areas, because many of these companies are based here, that Ireland will effectively in many areas be regulating for Europe. So I think this is a really important perspective for other countries who might not be as familiar with the workings of the European Union to see how we're working here, and the fact that Minister Richard Bruton is going to be presenting his heads of bill and what he plans to do in regulation of social media. Again, that's a learning for other parliamentarians who are listening to what we're doing, and it might work.
The meeting that you're happening on Thursday comes a little over a week after Twitter announced that it was going to simply just ban all political advertising in future, and Facebook has decided not to do that. Do you feel to a certain degree like the goalposts are being shifted, or that in the time it takes between meetings of an international grand committee that these countries can change their policy so quickly that it somewhat neuters your ability to get to the bottom of exactly where they stand?
Well, I think it's positive that Twitter have banned political advertising. I think it's a statement that they are saying, my reading of that is that they cannot control this. They're finding it hard to control transparency around political advertising. We'll be putting the same question to Google and Facebook when they come before us. Like, I'm not saying that this is an easy challenge. It's very difficult, but we need to start regulating. We cannot. It's fact that social media companies cannot regulate themselves, and governments need to be stepping in. But we need to make sure that we do it in a way where we're protecting the rights of citizens, where we're making sure that we're not infringing freedom of speech, freedom to participate, where there's no safety concerns. We need to ensure that we're doing it in a very balanced way, and that is not easy. So it's not going to be something that we're going to be able to fix overnight. But if we keep working in silos and not collaborating as politicians and policymakers across the world, we won't be able to, I suppose, even do the minimum to try to regulate social media.
Very briefly, Hildegard, before I let you go, obviously this is all in your status as chairperson of the Oireachtas Communications Committee, but you're also the chairperson of the Dáil Committee on Members' Interests, which was meeting earlier this week to try and investigate the whole Votegate affair. Now, I know that you have made the decision to recuse yourself from that because you had conceded that in previous times you have voted on behalf of other members who were actually in the chamber. Do you feel like it blurs the lines, though, slightly, if you as an ethics committee are supposed to be investigating practices which are not permitted by the Constitution, that if some of your own members are being forced to stand aside for different practices, that it does muddy the waters a bit?
Well, we received very cautious parliamentary legal advice last week in relation to this. And as you've stated, I, on a very few occasions, vote for people who were present in the Dáil chamber, as it states in the Constitution, present and voting. What the complaints are in relation to people who were not in the chamber, people who vote, people who are not in the chamber. But I have to listen to the legal advice, and I don't want a situation where in a couple of weeks' time, if an investigation is proceeded with, that it collapses on the basis of members or myself not taking advice at the outset. And I think it's the most responsible thing to do. I don't want to have any cause for any prejudice or to be the cause of it collapsing in a number of weeks' time. So it's important to take that legal advice. It was very cautious. Like, I'm very happy with my own voting record. I know I've done everything correctly, but you know, this could get very legal in time. So it's important that any challenges are removed.
Sure. What is the future then for that? And obviously, I know you can't chair that now, but does that mean that someone else has to be appointed to the committee to chair those inquiries, or what happens now?
So I'm still chair of the Ethics Committee, but I just won't be part of this investigation. So it will be up to the party to nominate someone else to replace me just for this particular investigation. I'll continue to remain on as chair of the Ethics Committee for any other issues that would arise.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Hildegard. Friend, thanks very much for your time this lunchtime. That's Hildegard Nocton, who is a Fine Gael TD and also the chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, who will be taking part this week in an international grand committee on disinformation in Leinster House.